voted for Hillary.
I plan on voting for John Kasich. He's the only Republican candidate to me with real-life governing experience.
And all I can say is I'm feeling the burn.
I'd vote for Marco Rubio because he's the last sane person in this contest.
Like many others, unfortunately, I have already voted. As soon as I received my absentee ballot, I marked my preference, Jeb Bush, and mailed it.
Bernie is my candidate.
I plan to vote for Hillary Clinton,
and I voted for Kasich.
Welcome to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry. It's voting day in Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Missouri, and Illinois. You can call it Mega Tuesday or Titanic Tuesday, second only to Super Tuesday in the number of delegates on the table. Now, you know what's at stake. Marco Rubio has to win in Florida or likely drop out. If that happens, there goes another GOP hope for derailing Donald Trump. For the Democrats, Bernie Sanders has shown an ability to pull off upsets, and he'll need some if he wants to start eroding Hillary Clinton's growing delegate lead. Now, one story behind the race is voter turnout. So far, this year's turnout on the Republican side is higher than any year since 1980, and for Democrats since 1992, with the exception of 2008, which saw record high turnout levels for the race between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Here to help us figure out what's driving voters to the polls, Crystal High Taylor. She's editor-in-chief and publisher of Politic 365. It's an online magazine focused on politics, policy, and communities of color. Crystal, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. Well, there's high turnout on both sides. We just heard record turnout for Republicans and near record turnout for Democrats, except the 2008 Obama year. It's impressive on both sides, but what's driving it?
So I think we're seeing a lot of energy on both sides. On the Republican side, caused a lot by Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, and on the Democratic side, particularly by Senator Sanders. But there's a lot of energy of bringing new people into the fold, into the electorate, who don't typically participate in the process. And I think, you know, sometimes we can say it's a lot borne by anger and resentment and upset and feeling as if there's a failed political establishment, a failed political process. But at the same time, I think that people are coming to the table in a new way and realizing that, hey, if we don't get involved in this process, we're going to continue to see policies. We're going to continue to see politics play out in a way that's disadvantageous to us. So I guess it's time to pick up the mantle and get engaged.
Well, what do we know from the data about high voter turnout in the primary and then turnout figures in the general election? Are they necessarily related?
Well, so primary turnout is always significantly lower than general election turnout, right? Because what happens at the primaries, you're bringing out kind of the core, right? The base of the base, like who really makes up the Republican Party, who really makes up the Democratic Party, and who then is going to take the time out to actually go and vote. So traditionally, you know, we rarely exceed the 20% threshold when it comes to people actually turning out in the primaries versus in the general election, you'll have about 60% of the voting population turn out to elect the final contenders in those elections.
Hillary Clinton was bragging last night on MSNBC when she was asked about turnout that despite Donald Trump's impressive numbers, she has actually gotten 600,000 more votes than he has in this primary season. Is that true? And how do we interpret that in context?
Yeah, so I'm still looking over some of the data that's come out from last night. So I'm not entirely sure if she has gotten that many more votes than Donald Trump. It would be an interesting thing to look into, though, right? Because Democratic turnout overall so far this primary season, though higher than normal, is lower than it is for the Republicans. So Democratic turnout during the primaries is about 11.3%, whereas on the Republican side, it's about 17.1%, I believe. Pew Research Center just did some research on it last week. And I think that what that dynamic says is the Republican base is energized in a way and is turning out in a way that we're just not seeing on the Democratic side. So it'd be really interesting to see kind of side-by-side comparison on where their numbers are.
There is a new voter ID law in North Carolina taking effect as North Carolina goes to the polls in the primaries today. What impact do you expect that might have on voter behavior? What's the impact of new voter ID laws that we've seen in some other states that have voted already?
So far in North Carolina, what we've seen is that the early voting turnout has been primarily older voters, primarily women, primarily more affluent people. And those are characteristically the voters who, frankly, already have IDs in their possession, right? Because if you have your driver's license, if you have a passport, that qualifies as valid ID. So those typical voters probably aren't affected. Where you're going to see the most impact, though, is really on the potential new voters, young voters, right? Millennials are the people who, frankly, especially on Bernie Sanders' side, that is the lifeblood of his campaign. But if they don't have the proper ID, if they're in school, out of state, and they don't have adequate representation that they are who they say they are, that could have a tremendous turnout. On the same token, if you have really elderly voters, right, people who perhaps don't drive, so they don't have driver's licenses, right, they don't know where their birth certificate might be because they're 80-some, 90 years old. Those are the people, sometimes the most vulnerable, who are really going to have a problem with this voter ID law, because if they have not, in the months leading up to this point, been able to obtain the identification that they need just to get the driver's license, the passport, the other certified ID that applies, then they're out of the process, right? And certainly they're not going to be able to have their full voice represented at the polls.
A new round of primary voting today: Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, other states too, watching the polls for the impact on turnout, the impact on voter ID laws. Crystal High Taylor, editor-in-chief and publisher of Politic 365. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.